Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Headlines were brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get the home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. It's one of our favorite times of the week right now because Jay Caulfield, Stanley Cup champion, on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Jay brought to you by North Park Lounge Bamboo and Beach Bar in Cranberry Township. Great food, great times. Jay, how are you today?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. And the first question today is the NHL East Division has sort of been reshaped in the days leading up to the trade deadline, Jay. We know what the Bruins did with Taylor Hall. We know what the Capitals did with Anthony Mantha, who scored last night in his debut. We know what the Islanders did a little bit earlier than the others. And, of course, the Penguins bring in Jeff Carter. Which team helped themselves the most?
Well, you know, that's one of these things like time will tell kind of thing. I think the Washington Capitals thing is very interesting with the Mantha, picking up Mantha. They soured on Varana, which was a speed guy, which that was interesting to me. He fell out of favor of Laviolette, and they moved him in panic to Detroit. I think this Mantha situation is going to be one that you really have to look at and see how that continues on, because they needed – that just gives them another weapon if he can produce, and I'm expecting him to do so. So I think that's a big move right there. The Islanders thing, I think, is just I still think what Anders Lee is different than anything else. So they brought in, you know, obviously the goals, you know, a right winger that's a goal scorer, and I think they helped themselves that way. But they're still going to miss Anders Lee to the nth degree, and I'm going to just wait on that one. Boston with Taylor Hall, we talked about that with Taylor Hall. I'm not sure what they're going to get. I mean, but it's probably the one place where it can fit in. He's not the main focus. He can slide in, and if he finds his game for them, great. I mean, that's good on Boston's side. But I like the Jeff Carter addition for the Penguins because it solidifies, it upgrades. There's an upgrade there. And he's a big, big, strong right-hand shot, can take draws, can play center or wing. I think that one, for me, I think just the Penguins making that one addition and not going crazy and changing the makeup of their team might be something that just bodes well as you move forward. I still wonder about goaltending across the board with Washington, and are the young guys there going to be able to continue to play well? And so for me, I think the Penguins kind of adding Carter gives them immediate depth, and he can move up and down the ladder. He can be that guy's second line. He can be third line. And he can play with anybody. And he's a proven goal scorer, proven winner, and a big kind of has an edge to him. I like what they did with that. So, but I still think that the Mantha with Washington might, if you look at it across the board, that might be the one that really favors Washington as they move on.
Jay, Washington gave up a lot. I like Vrana, and I know the Laviolette was benching him as a healthy scratch. But there's no secret what they're going to try to do, is it? They're going to try to just overpower every opponent that they play. I mean, that worries me about the Penguins matching up, you know, size-wise with what they have to put out there now.
Yeah, but he's a size. There's size, and there's size with an edge, right? Ron, I mean, I think they're going to miss Varana. I think, to your point, Ron, I think that's a very good point. I think they're going to miss the speed that he brings to the table each and every night. I'm not sure what happened there that fall that out of favor. I think they hope they get a guy that can score and produce it, let alone overpower. But I don't look at it that way because I do really view something like, hey, if you can take if there's a 6'5" guy who's really skilled and but has an edge, then that's a little different. Like Ovechkin overpowers people because he can run through people. I haven't seen enough of Mantha's game to put him into that category where I think they feel that. I think they feel they get a skilled winger that if you watch him on the second line with Oshie last night and Backstrom, that's pretty good. I mean, so I think just from a skill standpoint, if they get that skill that blends in with what the skill they already have there, that's what I think makes them more dangerous. Not for power of a grit. I don't think there's any defensemen in the league that are worrying about a Mantha coming down on him and running him over like an Ovechkin. But I do think if you put him together and his skill comes to the table, to the forefront, and not be so streaky, then they have something. You know, that's why I think they might have been the ones that, you know, won the trade deadline day. But I'm waiting to see how much they're going to miss the speed of Varana because we saw it against the Penguins. I think that's going to be something they miss.
Well, let's talk about that topic a little bit more, or extend it, I should say, Jay, about sort of how heavier teams seem to be winning in the league. The last three Stanley Cup champs, Tampa, St. Louis, Washington, all among the seven heaviest teams in the league. Vegas, the heaviest team right now. The Penguins were the second lightest team in the league, and I think Tampa Bay is the big instruction point here. When they didn't win a couple years back, they got swept by Columbus. They were the 23rd heaviest team in the league. Then they went out and got Shen, Maroon, Bogosian, Goudreau, and they went all the way from whatever I just said, the 23rd heaviest, all the way up to 7th. They brought in all of that beef, and they won the cup.
Yep.
And there has to be a link there. So I'm wondering, how concerned should Penguins fans be that their team doesn't have enough beef?
Well, I think with that beef, though, they also had Kucherov. You know, Stamkos was in and out, right, injuries, but they had great talent, too. So look at them right now. Kucherov's out of lineup. Stamkos is out of lineup. They're struggling, right? So it's got to be that blend. So we understand that. It's got to be that blend. And I'm all for getting bigger. I mean, I'd like to see what the Penguins' size is now if you have – you know, the guys that they've had in Zahorna, Angelo, if they're healthy, what are they looking like? What's their numbers? How does it change the numbers and where do they place if these guys are the ones that are going to be playing? Because they didn't truly shake up anything. I think what we've seen over the last number of weeks is what they're going to go with. I mean, is what it's going to be. And where does Carter fit in? I think I'd like to see how the numbers change, Joe, just with the addition and how these young guys are performing. Who are the guys that are on the opening night lineup in the playoffs? And how big are these guys? And how hard are they to play against? They added Patrick Maroon in Tampa, and he fights. He brings an edge every night. That's what I meant about what are you adding? If you're adding a guy that's got size and can play the game, but has a physical edge to him, that's different than just having a 6'5", 240-pound guy who has no edge. No edge where across the league, everybody knows you can push them around. Doesn't matter. There's a big difference with that, and guys in the league know it. So I think if you play with an edge and what Lafferty did, for example, just dropping the gloves with Smith, all those things go a long way because now you don't know what a guy's going to do on any given night. So that's why I think the difference between just adding size, but adding size with ill intent every once in a while is a difference. There's a difference to that. And I think that's what we still have to see from the Penguins lineup. But I would like to see where do they place, Joe, as far as in the league with size. If you have Zahorna and Angelo, all these guys back in the lineup, what do they look like? Where do they fall?
Jay, you said basically, obviously, what the team they have is the team they're going with. Like Norman Dale said, my team is on the floor. How do you feel about these Penguins at this point? I mean, do you like where they are? Obviously, they're playing very well right now, but we've seen that happen before, too, at this time of year. Do you like what you see?
Yeah. Well, I certainly think what you're looking at, and what we've probably talked about over the years, too, they have four key forward or three key forwards out of the lineup, right? So, and if there's a timeline, they know the timeline. They know when Kapanen's going to be back. They know when Malkin's going to be back. They know Tanev. So internally, they know it. So I think they're telling us, hey, these guys are going to be back. Is there any better trade deadline additions than what is going to come back to the Penguins? So if Malkin comes back with Kapanen at the same time and they find that same type of game, their top two lines are going to be very difficult to play against. Then you added the Carter into the lineup. Now you've added this third line center where, hey, who's ever up with Malkin, your next line could be Carter McCann or Carter Zucker, you know, that type of thing. Now you're getting close. Now you're getting three lines deep, and your fourth line could be Bluger, Aston Reese, and Tanev. And any way you want to put that, 3A, 3B, whatever it might be, because Tanev's minutes are important for the speed and what he brings. I do like if these guys can come back healthy, and, of course, the goaltending. I do. I think, and they found depth on the blue line because of the guys, how they played throughout the year when the injuries came up. I do like the Penguins team. And, I think it's got to be that we talked about Malkin getting games before the playoffs start. That certainly would be nice, but just knowing you're going to get him back is a big thing. So I think across the board, and listen, I've always talked about toughness. Like, I think you should have it, but really in this division in the Eastern Conference, I don't really see anything crazy in the East. In the North and the Western side, there's way more fighting and stuff like that going on. Not still as much here, so I think they like what they have, and if they want to adjust toughness-wise over the summer, they'll address it. But right now, yep, I think the Penguins are, if these guys get back healthy, they're going to be very difficult to play against, and I believe nobody, I'll go back to that line again, nobody's going to want to play them.
Jay Caulfield on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. He'll be with us right up till noon. I agree. I think the Penguins can legitimately make a run here, Jay. And I think their swarming style, a style of speed against size, they could beat the Capitals. But I could also see it going the other way. So my question is, if the Penguins lose, other than injuries, what would be the reason? Because for me, I still see maybe one too many defensemen back there who I fear can be pushed around a little bit, displaced in front of the net, things like that. I wanted them to go out and get a bigger physical presence on the left side of their defense.
Yeah, and I don't I understand that, Joe. I mean, I understand. I think a player that would have been a good look, though, would have been, I know we want the left side, but a player that you're talking about is the Savard that went to Tampa Bay. Now, I think that's a good addition, by the way. I didn't mention him. That's a great addition for him there. But that would have been a nice piece here. But you look at the right side and you go, where's that going to – what are you taking out? What are you going to do? The left side, I understand that. But I also think – I don't disagree with that, but I also think that they'll find a way to be – they'll make up for it. There's always going to be one part that might be a little bit of that. But I think if the Penguins are skating – Joe, they'll be very – if guys are back and they're playing the game hard, if you get the puck – if they dump it in on the Penguins, you know, little hold up here, just as long as they retrieve it and get it to the forwards quickly, that's what you want to see because they'll put all the pressure on the opposition. I'm not as worried about the D being that way. And if they can't stand up to what's in this Eastern Conference, I think there's always tough games against Washington. Always will be. Wilson's going to do his thing. Ovechkin's going to pick up the physical play. Oshie's always going to play the same way. But if you're in this lineup for the Penguins going forward, you have to be battle ready. And I think they're going to expect that from them. They're going to demand it from them. And some guys, you have to do a great job of boxing out, taking sticks, and then go from there. But I think they're good enough. They're skilled enough to make things happen. I think you have to just be smart. I think the thing that can get them is your play without the puck or play with and without the puck is going to be something that they have to watch for. They're going to be smart and don't let teams transition games get at them and get back on that D, Joe. That's a big, big thing. Smart plays in the neutral zone. You don't want them coming back on you all the time in transition. That's what wear you down. So it's just smart decisions. They're going to go with who they have as far as the defensemen, and I still think they're deep and they could be okay that way, but I don't still know they don't have an answer for a Wilson or an Oshie and Ovechkin when they're really, really on pucks and on bodies. It's going to be tough, but I think they can beat it with the skill that they have.
Jay, we were stunned the other day when Hextall said that they don't expect Tanev to be back before the playoffs. He did say Malkin, he's hoping, and Kapanen within 10 or 14 days. We both love watching Tanev play. How big of a loss is that for them if he's not ready to go at the beginning of the playoffs?
Yeah, if he is not ready, that is a major loss. It's a big thing. Even with everybody coming back, like he's one player that can come back, Ron, to he can come back and not have as many games and be effective. Right, he can still, because he's going to be skating, he's going to be jumping, he's going to be hard on the forecheck. He'll still create havoc. So if it takes him up until playoff time, so be it. But if he's not in the lineup in playoff time, and depending what that first matchup is going to be, I mean, look, any of the matchups could be difficult, but you're going to miss a player like that if he's not available. And that is tough to hear. That you don't like to hear that. They're trying to be very careful. Just like we talked about when you hear guys skating, like Malkin skating, there's different types of skating when you come back. If you're with somebody and working hard, that's different than just feeling you're getting on the ice. That's a different kind of work. But Tanev is going to be something. If he's not back and we don't see him in that lineup, that's a big piece of the speed and grit and make it difficult for the opposition's D if he's not in there. They will definitely miss that if he's not ready, even with additions and whatever they have going.
Jay Caulfield with us till noon. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Lots to talk about ahead. Where does Jeff Carter fit in the lineup right now, and which team... Let's say it's going to be Islanders or Capitals. You have the Bruins hanging around. They have a couple games in hand. But let's say it's going to be Islanders or Capitals in the first round of the playoffs. I want to ask Jay what he thinks the better matchup for the Penguins would be. It's all ahead on Cook and Joe and Jay.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.